Well, I don't know about y'all, but I've had a great broadcast so far this hour. Learned a lot about dates that I never even knew. Generally speaking, this last segment, we have Steph Smallhouse, the president of the Arizona Farm Bureau, join us, but she's not available this Saturday. We actually had her on last Saturday. We had a special broadcast in our Outdoor Living Hour all on water. And one thing I didn't get to that I wanted to talk to Steph about was this new thing called Toray Water. And it's RO membranes used to use seawater desalinization for agriculture. There's a plant in Almería, Spain, where its climate is not that much different than Arizona's, that produces 100,000 cubic meters of water per day. So, of course, it's Spain, so all of these are in metric numbers. And it supply water for 8,000 hectoacres, which is about 3,000 acres of farmland. And it's just an interesting thing that I think we'll see more of in the United States, and especially as we've got a big part of our water that's supplied through CAP and the Colorado River system, and how we can extend the life of that if we get these desalination plants supplying California agriculture off of the huge supply of the Pacific Ocean. And it's torrywater.com. You can go see a little bit more about it if you are just have the inclination to learn a bit about using desalinated, basically seawater purified to grow our own. And one of the things that we'll just continue to use and incorporate technology with the growing population, with agricultural, and with sustaining our human growth.
Anytime that the technology gets easier to use and more economical, some of the first in any type of industry to adopt it are farmers. So that's kind of interesting to hear, Romy. Thank you.
Well, and it's even farmers that drive a lot of the new innovation and ideas right. That lead to these new technologies and inventions, because a farmer constantly has to figure out how to grow more on less, with less.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of the time, farmers, we get a lot of grief, but we are very respectful of the land. We are very respectful of the water. People don't understand that we invented the term sustainability. It wasn't a marketing glitch a few years ago. But you go to a farm and suddenly, oh, look, they're using the leaves for mulch. Oh, so they're using smart irrigation systems. They're using all these sustainable practices that were already in place.
And the majority became the Medjool date industry has to be sustainable. If you have some of the original date palms that were planted in 1930 to see if Arizona and our conditions could resist this disease that was occurring somewhere else.
It's true. And then the Natural Delights brand recently, last year, we took it a step further and we started packing all of our products in 100% recycled plastic, and not just any plastic, but green recycled plastic, because there's not a lot of appetite for recycled plastic because it's not completely clear. But then the green plastic, there's not a lot of appetite for it because it's green. So it ends up in landfills most of the time. So we, our growers figure out, you know what, how does it look at a retailer? Can we do this as a change to really prove our commitment to Mother Nature and sustainability? And it has proven to be quite successful for us. We're very proud of this packaging that we launched last year because of it, because it takes away thousands, if not millions, of green bottles that would otherwise end up in landfill.
That makes me think of what the Hickmans are doing with their recyclable egg cartons. So that's just more proof that oftentimes in the ag industry, some of the first to really come up with some innovative practices in sustainability is agriculture. Juan, before we wrap all this exciting stuff up, what blew your mind about joining this industry when it came to the Medjool date and all of the things you could do with it?
Well, there were a couple of things. I will start by saying this. A lot of people, obviously all of our audience, they understand a lot of what we talk about when it comes to farming, but a lot of people don't realize how passionate the industry is, but how great the industry is. Every little bit that I own and I have, I owe it to ag, and the farming industry is one of the best in the world. Number two, what I would say is dates themselves are great. They go with everything. In my mind, being born locally, I would always just see the dates in the date palms and I would eat them every now and then. Suddenly, I'm tracing them on my salads, on my steaks, on my seafood. It's amazing how you can do a simple reduction of dates. And we were talking about it earlier in between the segments. You add some water and some dates. You put them in a blender and you have this reduction. Then you can add some habaneros and you have a hot sauce. You can add some vinegar and some vinaigrette and you have a salad dressing. Or you can pour it on your milkshake or on your protein shake and it's automatically a natural sugar substitute. So there's all these things that the date itself is doing that are not always considered, you know? So that was very, very surprising for me.
And they come right out of Arizona, right out of Yuma. And if you've ever driven out to San Diego, you've probably seen the palm fronds along with all the other great agricultural that part of the country has. Juan Guzman of Date Pack. The website is naturaldelights.com. You can find where you can get your medjool dates at your local grocer. And Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau. Thanks for, again, another great Farm Fresh broadcast. We'll have you back here the first weekend in December, where our farm fresh commodity will be citrus. Again, something Yuma produces a lot of, but we also see it all over Maricopa and Pima counties. azfb.org or fillyourplate.org. Either one of those will give you plenty of resources for farm fresh commodities and supporting your local Arizona Farm Bureau.
Thank you, Romy.